Hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. So today is Tuesday, October 1st, and it's also day 4 in our General Conference countdown. So there are only 4 more days until General Conference. So if you missed it yesterday, we are counting down the days until General Conference. And each day, we're going to share a fun fact and a quote from one of the brethren. So today's fun fact of the day is this. Did you know that General Conference talks vary in length from about 5 to 20 minutes? Topics are not assigned, and each speaker chooses his or her own subject matter. Isn't that remarkable? They might have a similar theme, and they usually always kind of go together and flow so well, but no one ever duplicates somebody else's talk. It's amazing how they do it. It's just amazing. Now, before we play for you our General Conference quote of the day, first, think for a minute about what you were doing when you were 6 years old. Were you out playing with friends, riding a bike, maybe playing with dolls? We have a story today about an amazing six-year-old's dream and how it came true. But first, we're going to give you our conference countdown quote. It's from President Boyd K. Packer, who is the president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, and here it is in his own words.
I have come to know that faith is a real power, not just an expression of belief.
So part of what it seems like that quote is saying is that faith is more than just a belief. It's acting on something enough to make it happen. So to illustrate that, we want to tell you a story about a six-year-old named Ryan Hurljack. Ryan is from the lovely country of Canada, and his first grade teacher, Mrs. Prest, told him about the lack of clean water in Africa. Ryan says, "She told us that some people walked for hours in Africa, and sometimes it was just to get dirty water." His teacher had a sheet of paper from the vice principal about how the students could help and how much money they could save to help the children in Africa. There were different things they could do, and Ryan was interested in building the well that would provide clean water. So he begged his parents to give him the money to be able to build this well in Africa. And by doing extra chores around the house, Ryan raised $70 over 4 months. Now, keep in mind, this is a six-year-old. So he took that money to an organization called WaterCan, but he learned it would actually take $2,000 to build a well in Africa. Ryan says, "I started speaking to service clubs, school classes, to anyone who would listen to my story so that I could raise money for my first well in Uganda. That's how my little grade one project became the Ryan's Well Foundation." Ryan was actually able to go to Africa and see the well that he helped to build. He befriended a young man named Jimmy, and this was not his first interaction with Jimmy. Ryan's first grade class in Canada had written to Jimmy's class in Uganda. This is Jimmy's side of the story. "Life was very different for me in Uganda. Every night I walked 8 kilometers carrying a small container to collect water. I had to go back and back again to fill the pot we used at home for cooking and washing. I usually got up at midnight to do this so I could still go to school in the morning. The water I collected was not clean. It looked like chocolate. But it was our only source before Ryan's well was built." This started when Ryan was 6 years old, and this was back in 1998. Ryan is now in college, but listen to this. Ryan's well has now completed 749 wells and 992 latrines in 16 countries, bringing safe water and sanitation to 789,907 people. And this is what Ryan says. "Little people can do big jobs. You don't need to be a grown-up before anybody listens to you." And he said that back when he was younger. We pulled that story from ryanswell.ca, and this was a big story back when Ryan first started. It was on Oprah Winfrey, and he's been speaking for years about it. It's just interesting to see the progress, you know, now that so much time has passed, and to see what an amazing thing a six-year-old can accomplish. That's the story and the message we'd like to leave you with today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions or comments for us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can always post on our Facebook wall as well. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled Wait For It, and it's featuring Ben Truman. Thanks again for being with us. Have a great day.
They say, and you've heard, that life's gonna pass you by and things won't change. You've heard that lie, but there's a difference in wish and wait. You wish for a thing that you hope might just happen. You wait for a thing that will come, doesn't matter. You know that the promise he made isn't that far away from you. So wait for it, wait for it. Now is your day. Live every moment, no time to waste. Look to the sky and know that heaven will be by your side. Real peace of mind is found when you're leaving nothing behind. So do all you can do. A sudden beat in your chest, you will feel it. At morning's light, in the middle of the night, you will feel. In a word, in a prayer, in a dream, you can see it. So wake up and make it the life that you're living. You know that the promise he made isn't that far away from you. So wait for it, wait. See you.